I fucking hate pranks.
Honestly, fair. So, it's just not for you. And
it's just not for me. I can't go through with it.
Yeah. You have no follow through.
You know what? I have no follow through. None. If somebody wants me involved in one, I'm like, I just won't do it. I know.
I will giggle in the background while you guys do it.
Yeah. Friends by accident.
Podcast host on purpose. This is what you get when two Canadian women who come from completely different backgrounds serendipitously meet in a Brooklyn apartment.
This is Accidental Friends with Lean Deggan and Kristen Mandela.
Hi, sweets.
Hi.
How are you? I know if you hear any grunting, it's Aline has injured herself.
I have injured myself. Just to give a quick lowdown, I got both clocked in the nose at our soccer game last week. Not enough to get a rhinoplasty, which honestly pissed me off more than anything. Because it's like my nose hurts. Like it hurts to blow my nose. It hurts if bruised I touch for it. Sure. It's bruised internally. But again, not enough to get like a little rhino with like a little nice shave.
You're so annoying.
And then I also got tripped and I tumbled. But I genuinely thought I was like a springy little thing and I just kept rolling and got back up.
Yeah, it was honestly and I was like, a dope fall.
Yeah, like, I was like, I nailed that. Like, I should become a gymnast now. And I realized 20 more minutes into the game that my rib was literally seizing up. So now I can't tie my shoelaces on my own. I'm getting a little bit better there, but like, I just can't do a lot of shit on my own.
Yeah.
And I think this is 32. And it's really,
I think it's 32 playing intermediate soccer with, or intramural soccer with people that
intramural. I was like, intermediate? Play. Like, we're rec league. These people need to chill. I mean,
sometimes our games are pretty good.
Anyway.
But we're feeling a little gossipy today. We're feeling a little salacious. We're down to just chat shit.
Yeah.
And so.
I love that word.
I know we do. It just rolls off the tongue. Obviously, it really does. No secret that Am I the Asshole? Like the Reddit sub, like the subreddit is like very popular for podcasts, and we're like, hey, this seems very fun to chat about. Usually we're going on about self-growth and whatever, even though both of us are like, who are we to say? I think this will be very fun because I have chosen one.
Yeah,
we both have not read the other one fully to each other, and we're just going to go off the cuff and chat about whether that person who wrote those things are in fact the asshole. It's basically submitted onto Reddit, if people don't understand, with people genuinely asking whether they're the asshole for their certain takes on situations. And I think this will be very interesting because I don't know whether we'll all always agree. And that's kind of the whole fun part of it.
That's very true.
So I'm going to go first.
Go for it. I'm excited to hear it.
Me too. Okay, so am I the asshole if I went on a date with someone new while seeing someone else for the past 2 months? I think this is a situation that's very common to new dating. But anyway, I'm just going to get into it. I have been seeing someone I met online for 2 months now. It was a really healthy relationship and I really did like him. Ooh, past tense immediately. Okay. Yeah. So I asked him after 2 months where this relationship is going and he said he didn't know. He said he needed more time to have an answer. I was a little upset by his answer. It felt very vague to me, but I didn't say this to him. I thought I should give him more time, so I pretended to be okay with it. Last week, I told him I will be seeing other people as he was not committed to, as we have not been committed to each other as per our last conversation about it. He said it was okay and I was free to do how I felt. He said it in a passive aggressive tone though, so I went ahead anyway. I was also upset from earlier. Now he won't talk to me. He even had an argument over text where I said I did not do anything wrong. He also said bad words to him. I think this is written by someone quite young. Mentioned a few things he had done wrong and he called me a fucking child. Maybe he is right in wanting to break it off. From my POV, I went on that date because I did not like waiting for him to make up his mind. Okay, also, I felt like I was the person who liked him more. And so even though he did say some very sweet things like someone would say in a proper relationship, all of his words felt like breadcrumbs to me. That did not feel good. And so I tried to move on by going on a date. I feel very conflicted here. I am upset at him, but also want to get back together because I feel like I was wrong. What should I do? Who was in the wrong? I would be grateful for any advice if possible. I feel like I am the asshole here. Fascinating. Oh, it is so interesting to read somebody's stream of consciousness because it was written as though it was like texting a friend. Like it was so disjointed. Anyway, I hope it sounded okay on your end.
Yeah.
What is your initial take?
Girl, go out and date. It's the fact, number one, if you're 2 months into a relationship, I understand this like tricky area because it's like you're 2 months into a relationship and but nothing is like solidified and any of that. So I get not wanting to maybe go out. Like if you were continuously dating multiple people and then at the two and one specific person you were going for 2 months. Yeah, I don't know. That part is tricky. I get her discomfort in wanting to go out with someone else. But the fact that she asked him what was going on and he was like not ready to commit, needed more time. 1,000%. She's not in the wrong for going out with someone else.
I don't think so either. I think the only thing that
there's 100%.
Yes. I completely agree with you. I think there's a few things that I'm thinking of. She actually gave a few little clues as to her perspective a lot in this. I think there is a little bit of self-sabotaging, like ruining a thing before he can leave you vibe. Because she said a few times that she always felt like she liked him more and then he wasn't willing to commit. So I think she was kind of almost wanting to push.
Like a reason. And
also to force his hand maybe to like be a little bit jealous or to fight for her a little bit. I don't, from my perspective, again, I don't know how old these people are. Like it's just like a random anonymous post. But it isn't the most mature thing to do. I feel like instead of being like, hey, I want commitment and they're not sure, you can handle the conversation a little bit differently, I guess. But I think the biggest red flag is his end in saying that she's a fucking child and not talking to her over something that he 100% said was fine.
This, to me, gives me the vibe that, like, I'm allowed to cheat, like, those, like, men with podcasts, which is kind of funny because we're women with podcasts.
But, yes.
Like, the ones that are like, men can cheat, women can't.
Yeah.
And you're like, pardon me, like just
don't think that he likes her that much or is not in a place to date, and then she wants that to happen and she tried to force his hand a little bit and it just didn't go the way that she was expecting. But I think it's actually a blessing in disguise because how he handled that was not great. So
yeah, this just showed you who he was and like sped up the inevitable process, I believe.
Yeah, I think she just said, from my perspective, I went on that date because I did not like waiting for him to make up his mind,
which is great.
Exactly. I think it should have been maybe more of a perspective of like just wanting to meet somebody else because I think it is trying to go to response from him. But like, honestly, we've all done that.
It
reminds me a lot of like my 25-year-old self with Andres and I before we had like officially started dating. We were on and off for all of 2017. Not all of 2017, but like the latter half of 2017. Mm-hmm. And I remembered like getting asked out on dates like with other bartenders that I was on, and I would go on them, but I would tell him about it. Like I'd be like, oh yeah, oh like, I'm going on this date.
Yeah.
And he was like, cool, like we're not kind of together, like do whatever you want. And I'd be like, well, fuck, well, I didn't get the reaction. Yeah. So like I remember one time a few buddies and I were filming this like commercial for Travis's jewelry company. He had a jewelry company and it was like a Valentine's Day ad, and like Robbie and I were supposed to like act like we were
a couple
and about to kiss, and that's like where it ended. And I remember being like, so like what do you think? And he's like, yeah, it's cool. And I was like thinking it would like raise but he's like absolutely too secure and too unbothered to ever give that kind of reaction. So I do empathize with her a lot, and just like it's a shitty feeling to feel like you don't know where you stand with somebody, and you the vulnerability of knowing that you like them more. I don't know if her story is going to end up where my story ended.
Like I think the fact that she wants to get back together with him, there's a little bit of like insecurity there.
Insecure
like,
attachment vibes.
A and lower like, self-worth a little bit because – which like I don't mean – I say I don't mean that in a negative way because I feel like I've also experienced that. Chris, I have a similar – like my – the guy I dated like 2017 pretty much into 2018 essentially who ruined my life. But I remember having these conversations of like, okay, we're going to break up. We're going to stay friends. But like to be respectful, we'll tell each other if we're like – going out on dates or if we're in like new relationships or whatever.
Okay.
And I was very vocal about it because I was like, oh yeah, like I've gone out on these dates or like I'm seeing someone new and blah, blah, blah. And he'd be like, that's great. And I was like,
oh, like he doesn't care.
What the fuck? Yeah, yeah. Like I thought this would really piss him off.
Yeah.
And it didn't. And I was like, ah, that shows his something. Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah, his mentality. And that was me having just totally low self-worth in the sense of like what to expect in a relationship.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that comes with time, maybe comes yeah. with age, comes I also with experience. Think
it's very interesting from this little snippet that she doesn't say any qualities that he has. I think it's like literally just the idea of not being alone. Like, it was a healthy relationship and I really did like him. It's like, what? Give me okay. something. You know yeah. what I mean? Give and then more. She says, kind, I really want to get back funny. Together because I feel like I was wrong. It's like, that's not a good reason to get back together
I don't think
with somebody.
So anyway, I don't think.
Is she the asshole? No, wrong. I think she's like no. fucking 16. Like, I think she's just a young
Chiquita. Yeah, because she said some bad words, apparently. Bad
yeah.
words.
But I
tell us what the bad words were, girl.
I think there's just better people out there, probably. Yeah. And I think maybe she should just look and try to get a bit more secure on her own 2 feet, you know?
Agreed. You're not the asshole. Go out and date. Until
dating's messy, but just don't let people someone, be mean to you.
Yeah, until someone locks it down that wants to be with you. You know what I'm saying?
And that you want to be with, absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay, I want to hear yours.
Okay. Oh,
I just, like, fully was yawning, didn't realize that I was getting recorded. Like, podcast etiquette, what is going on? I'm just too comfortable now. Okay, you go.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
It was my 24 female boyfriend's 24 male sister's 27th birthday this past weekend.
Got it.
Okay, that's a mouthful. My boyfriend told me about the plan he made with his brother, 29 male, to push their sister's face into the birthday cake during the cake cutting. I'm already going to get riled up. I asked him if this was a tradition in their family. He said no, they just wanted to screw with her on a fun way on her birthday. I told him he should at least tell his sister that they were going to do it, and he said there would be no fun in it since she would not agree. Okay. I kept telling him not to do it then, but he just told me it would be fine. I decided to tell my boyfriend's sister about it ahead of time. Love that solidarity. So that she would duck if she needed to or something. She told me, thanks for letting me know. Anyways, my boyfriend and I went to her party, and my boyfriend and his brother were right next to her during the cake cutting, and I saw their hands like behind her head as she was bending down to blow out the candles, and out of nowhere, it was like she had eyes at the back of her head or something. She quickly got back up and maneuvered. I guess somehow she pushed the older brother, 29 males, face into the cake after he seemed to try to do it with her.
Oh, I love
it. It was pretty
that.
Funny at the time. I know. I didn't read this all the way through, so I'm kind of loving this. I also thought when I saw the cake pushing in the face, I thought it was going to be something a little bit different, but I'm really glad it's this. It was pretty funny at the time since everybody but my boyfriend and his brother was laughing. Love. Anyways, before we left the party, my boyfriend asked me if I tipped his sister off before the cake cutting. And I admitted it, and I told him I had to since it would be wrong to humiliate her on her birthday without her consent. My boyfriend was a bit upset for a bit, but he said he wasn't that upset since his sister ended up pushing their other brother's face into the cake instead and not his. Am I the asshole? Chris, what are your thoughts on this? I have so many.
Definitely not the asshole. Definitely
no.
a really great person. And mm-hmm. I like that the boyfriend wasn't that upset either. Not that there would be a reason for him to be. I think the sister handled it really well. I think she still got somebody's cake, like got somebody's face in the cake, which is like perfect revenge. Mm-hmm. I hate the impulse of wanting to humiliate somebody on their birthday or on their special day. I could do an actual fucking TED talk about
same
men violently shoving baked goods into their mm-hmm. bride's faces on their wedding day. Like, I think there's nothing mm-hmm. crueler or weirder. I mean, there's things that are crueler, yeah. but not by much on your wedding day. Like, it's so yeah. such a strange impulse and tradition.
Agreed.
So I think like the idea of the brothers wanting to like gang up on her, I really like that she followed her instincts and told the sister, and it seemed like it ended on a little hunky-dory note. I think bingo bango,
I think it was
Bob's
fine.
Your uncle.
I have so many thoughts about this.
Okay.
Number one, I want to just reiterate the fact he wasn't that upset since his sister ended up pushing their other brother's face into the cake instead and not his.
Yeah,
that's why he wasn't upset.
Yeah,
fair. He wasn't upset because he's like, oh, it was the other brother, not mm-hmm. mine. Would you be upset if it was your face?
Probably.
Do you know what I mean? That they pushed.
Right.
Also, I think as the girlfriend, I would be genuinely curious to learn, why do you think this is funny? And if I'm in a relationship with this person and it goes – and if they want to get married and it goes all the way, are you going to want to do some shit like this on our wedding day? Are you going to want to pull some shit like this because this is what you think is funny to
I think
mess
that's
with
an
me?
That's an important
– Do you know what I mean?
Conversation, yeah.
Like, that gives me a little red flaggy vibes because I always see these like videos on TikTok, and thank God I'm on the right side of TikTok where it's not actually – I'm not seeing the original video of the man pushing the woman's face into the cake.
You're seeing the commentary.
I'm always seeing like the commentary or the stitch or the whatever.
Yes.
Of it, like the recorded video sometimes, because they obviously delete it because that's hella embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how is this funny? Like, how is it funny to embarrass somebody when they're – when it's their special – it's just not funny.
I agree. I would also say that, like, it really – it does depend on the family. Like, obviously, there are some families that are just, like, so goofy, pranky, whatever. And, like, yeah, I think that's pranks. Also families with, like, many siblings. Like, I feel like that's just, like, mm-hmm. what happens. It's a chaos mode. But I would say in this instance – I think that's a good point, though. I think being able to have a conversation about whether they think that's an
what
appropriate
is the,
thing at a wedding.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, I think that this girl did an amazing thing by telling her boyfriend's sister. And as if I was the sister, I would be like, thank you so much. I love you, but also get the fuck away from my brother because he's apparently a psychopath. But also.
so dramatic.
I know,
He's apparently a psychopath.
Yeah, he a needs murderer? To be locked the fuck up. I also just hate pranks. I'm not a pranky girl. Like, I love a good joke and, like, bringing it back, but, like, not yeah, one like that good, would, like, yeah. embarrass somebody or,
you like a good bit.
I like a good bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But an actual prank that, like, the other person's not in on. Oh, my God. I'm so bad at pranking. Can I tell you a story of, like, how bad I am at pranking? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have a group chat for my nephew, like with me, my sister-in-law, her two sisters, and our moms.
Okay.
Okay. It started whenever we were planning, I think, his baby shower or one of the events, his baby shower. So we like made this group. And so we'll like chit-chat in there sometimes. And my sister-in-law's oldest sister will – the other day – this was very early on in the year. She messaged in the group before my trip to St. Martin with my family and Fern and said, Al, you and Fern should get married in St. Martin. Or she said, Al, are you and Fern serious? And I think, I don't know if I had moved in yet or like was like in the talks of it. She's like, are you and Fern serious? And I was like, yeah. She's like, you guys should get married in St. Martin. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah. Like, you're there with your whole family. It would be amazing. Like, you can buy a diamond in St. Martin and, like, just get married. And I was like, okay. But, like, his family's not there. And she's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Ha ha. And so everybody started joking, like, what are you doing? You're pushing this, like, marriage onto them and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I thought it was, like, kind of funny because I'm like, girl, you're a little bit nuts. But this is funny to me. Mm-hmm. Then – I feel like we went to their house for something else, I think before our St. Martin trip. Oh, for Greek Easter. We went to their house and my mom was like, you should fuck with her and you should tell her that you and Fern are already married and that you're just going to tell everybody in St. Martin. Okay. And like, she's now just going to be in on this joke. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's funny. So I like told Fern, I'm like, hey, she may corner you because she said this in the group. And if she does, you tell her, you know, we're actually already married, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, cool. But again, I hate pranks. Yeah.
You're being thrust into this.
Yeah. Like, I can't go through with it. So we see her and she's like, Al, so like, what do you think of my proposal? And Fern was sitting next to me and I was going to say it and I couldn't even go through with it. And I was literally just like, sitting there. I'm like, T, I was like going to joke around with you and say that we were already married, blah, blah, blah.
Immediately like all this, broke. Like you.
Immediately broke. I can't do it. I'm not a pranky person. The biggest prank I did was I think on his birthday, she sent another message being like, Al, Fern should propose to you on his birthday. And I was like, I don't know what your obsession is with like him proposing.
Yeah, seriously.
I was wearing my grandma's engagement ring, which I always wear on my right hand. Mm-hmm. And so I put it on my left and I took a picture with like against his face and being like, surprise. And she started like freaking out like, oh my God, is this real? And I was like, that's the extent of my pranking.
Yeah.
Because I literally just took the ring off and put it back on my right hand.
That's hilarious.
I can't prank. So this to me, this whole story, that's all to say that this story.
Yeah, you hate.
I hate. I fucking hate pranks.
Honestly, fair. So, it's just not for you. And
it's just not for me. I can't go through with it.
Yeah. You have no follow
through. You know what? I have no follow through. None. And like, if somebody wants me involved in one, I'm like, I just won't do it. I know
I will giggle in the background while you guys do it.
Yeah. I'll be like, that's so funny. Are you okay? To the person that just got pranked. Are you good? Okay. You find this funny. Okay. Great. Love it. Yeah. Because I hate this. I'm so uncomfy.
But that's how I feel about surprise parties. I'm like, I would rather plan the surprise party and you guys can all enjoy really? It. Yeah. I don't like being surprised.
Oh, I fucking love surprises.
I love surprises for other people. Not for
me. Yeah. I will figure it out before people. I love surprise parties so much. For yourself? I don't know if I've ever. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a surprise party, to be honest.
Fern, take notes.
Hello. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. So
that was mine.
My last one is very interesting. It's a bit long, so we're gonna have to buckle in. But it's a very very strange situation.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for telling my mom to stop posting pictures and talking about my ex-boyfriend constantly after we have been broken up for over a year?
Yikes.
Okay. My ex-boyfriend and I were together for 8 years. We broke up last August. Since then, my mom has been posting pictures of him on Facebook, talking about him, following all of his fights, because I guess he's an MMA fighter, and even making comments to my face like, I hope blank has found a new pretty girlfriend. She said this to me at least 10 times. She began posting about him and talking about him immediately after our breakup. She was always concerned about him and even texted him behind my back after we broke up when I specifically asked my family not to contact him.
Oh,
I eventually had to ask him to block her to prevent her from reaching out to him.
Wow.
After our breakup, I got a new boyfriend. In parentheses, we're no longer together. Despite this, she continued posting pictures of my ex and wasn't supportive of my new relationship, even though he was a genuinely very nice guy. Her excuse for not supporting my relationship was that my new boyfriend smoked weed, which is hypocritical because my ex did too. She's spoken about my ex so frequently that even her own mother, my grandma, recently said her passion for him was odd. This upset my mom, which I find weird as it has been 14 months and still she's talking about her, talking about him and posting him. Throughout my relationship with my ex, my mom would always comment how hot he was, which I always brushed off. But even after our breakup, she continued making such remarks. So my therapist suggested that I should speak to her again to set boundaries. I told my mom that while I respect her feelings for my ex, considering he was a part of our lives for so long, I'd like her to stop posting about him on social media and talking about him to me because it makes me very uncomfortable. Her excuse for continuing to post his pictures and talking about him is because she feels bad that he doesn't have me in his corner anymore. How does that justify posting his picture constantly of just him and captioning it, "We love you"? That makes no sense. He doesn't even have Facebook, which is where she posts all of this shit constantly. Again, she's been doing this for 14 months. She then followed up with how she and my stepdad financially supported us, helping us with rent a few times while we were financially struggling. She mentioned this caused strain in their marriage, and they've had a bad marriage to begin with, and he's never been a father to me and was extremely bad to my brother. She then went on to say she doesn't want to hear about my future partners and didn't support my last relationship. I am just confused as this was not relevant to anything I had said, but it's common for her to do this tit for tat if you give her any negative feedback. She said she's going to pretend my ex doesn't exist and would no longer support his fights. All I asked for her to do was just not talk about him constantly and post about him on social media. Now she's acting as though I'm an asshole for setting these boundaries, but is going to begrudgingly respect them. Okay.
Oh my God. That's loaded.
There's a lot to unpack. I would say off the bat, I would say there's no world in which this person is the asshole. Like no world. Even the fact that she posted all this and wrote this all out, I'm like, I cannot believe that you're even
thinking. Considering asking.
It does seem as though she has a pretty unhealthy relationship with her mom. And it does seem, though, in her mom's response that her mom is quite manipulative in how she gets back about things, like bringing up all the, like, well, I financially supported you, so I can do whatever the fuck I want kind of behavior. Very manipulative and very strange.
What does that have to do with the boyfriend?
I think her sexualizing the ex and posting about him constantly for 14 months is unhinged behavior.
Agreed.
Obviously projecting because she doesn't have a happy marriage, but, like, it's actually. I would be so uncomfortable if this was my situation.
I would.
We love you. Also, the fact that he doesn't have Facebook.
That's the weirdest part. That's the weirdest part.
Is the best part.
Do you think the ex-boyfriend knows? I'm so curious.
I think so. It sounds as though they had to chat about it to ask him to block her mom.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
So I imagine he had been getting reached out to her quite constantly.
So here's my thought on this.
Okay.
The mom has this unhealthy relationship with the stepdad.
Yes.
And so maybe the ex-boyfriend was a good guy. I'm sure he was. If the girl is like still, like not still talking
but
to him.
They were together for 8 years. Maybe they had a half decent.
Yeah, like exactly. So maybe the mom saw the boyfriend treat her daughter. I'm going like really twisted here.
No, like the way
mom
that, yeah, she's
saw the boyfriend treat
for sure
her own daughter like this angel, and I'm sure the stepdad. It seems like the stepdad doesn't, and so the mom like romanticized
for sure
her daughter's boyfriend in a way to like a I don't know. Like I'm going like she's like jealous of her daughter. Like that's the route I'm going. I'm going like she wants this man as her own partner. 100%. Like she would cheat on the stepdad with this guy. Like. There's no world in which my family would ever, 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 ever choose an ex-boyfriend over me.
No.
Even knowing how much my parents love Fern, like, they're obsessed with him. If we broke up, they would be sad to be like, we're sad for you and we're sad because we loved him. But no world would they be messaging him being like, hi, are you okay?
Or like posting on your social media for 14 months saying we love you on it.
You're insane.
Yeah.
You are insane.
Also jokes that the grandma was like, yeah, her passion for him is odd. And then the mom goes crazy being like so upset that somebody calls her out on it. I'm like, I just feel like maybe this mom has a little bit of some immature emotional coping mechanism. She's not really able to maybe handle some criticism very well.
Yeah.
And also her behavior is fucking weird.
I know. I'm super, super curious about the relationship with the stepdad. Like,
yeah.
What? There's no way. There's
it's
no way.
Fascinating.
People are actually nuts. And then sometimes I read these stories and I'm like, oh, okay. My life is totally fine. I'm good.
Oh, like, yeah. 100%.
What am I stressed about? Nothing. You know, my mom's not posting anything on Facebook. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
My brother's not smashing a birthday cake into
no
anybody's face, you know, all that
stuff.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like that complicated, but for some reason, some of these like there's just a lot of...
Are there comments on the thread?
Let me see what people are saying.
I'm just so curious about this stuff because I'm like, I'm wondering if somebody reads this and they're like, you know what? You are an asshole. Let your mom live.
Yeah, no, people you know? Are definitely on our side. Somebody says that it's really funny to be able to publicly use like social pressure to bring her into line. So like comment on all of her posts saying, ew, mom, we've been broken up for 14 months. He's way too young for you. Get a new crush. Like kind of like shame her in the comments.
Oh, I feel like that would be really good. That's actually so smart. I never thought about that.
Yeah, which is really funny. And then other people are just saying like, if she keeps doing this, then like don't follow her, like block her on all your social media. But people are just saying it's very strange.
Very strange.
Somebody else made a good point, which I didn't really think of, is that boundaries are what you will do. You can't make other people do that. So like her bringing up that her boundary is that her mom can't post isn't really technically a boundary, which I agree. That's like the whole like Jonah Hill thing.
That's just what we went through last week.
A boundary isn't for other people to act accordingly. It's your own thing. So I would say her boundary with that would just have to be like completely disconnect from her mom on social media and potentially in person until she starts acting right. Because, yeah. I don't think she's the asshole even. Everyone thinks that her mom is weird, basically.
Got it. Yeah, I find it very strange. I have another one that I find it's kind of interesting. Can I read it?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my wife that my son will always come before her? Okay, we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. My 32 male, I guess 32 male, wife, 30 female, is concerned over our financial situation. I think her concern is misplaced, but I told her that my income isn't going to change anytime soon, so I asked her what we wanted to do with it about it. She suggested that when my son, she is a stepmother, turns 18, we should start charging him rent. I immediately shut down that idea and told her we would have to think of something else because there's no way I'm charging my son to live in our house. She said it was reasonable since I was paying most of his college tuition, but I told her there are alternatives. I suggested we stop eating out so much because it's $50 to $100 per meal, but she didn't like that idea. I suggested other things, which she rejected, so I told her I'm open to suggestions, but my son isn't going to be our source of income. She told me I should think of her more than my son. This made me a little mad, so I told her my son will always come before her. She called me an asshole after that and hasn't talked to me since. Did I overstep?
No. I love this dad. I think he's very sweet. And I completely agree with him. I don't. Yeah. I mean, every situation, every financial situation is different, obviously. But like for an 18-year-old, as soon as his birthday comes, to start getting paid rent to solve your guys' economic struggle, I don't find that appropriate. It's not his burden to bear.
Exactly.
I would say that, especially if there is wiggle room in other aspects of your life to be cutting costs, and she's incapable of taking those on, I think that's ridiculous.
I agree.
If it's as easy as you guys will have $400 to $500 more in the bank every month if you don't order food, and she's like, no, let's charge that money from your child.
I agree.
Don't love that. And I also think as a step parent, there has to be some pragmatism. You have to recognize, especially as like somebody who has step parents, like you have to recognize the fact that the kids do have to take precedent, especially when they're not fully formed adults. And to expect them, I don't know. I just don't like her tone.
Okay. I find it very weird. And I have some thoughts on this. Maybe this is a controversial take. I'm honestly not sure.
Okay.
But I think if you are a step parent coming into a relationship where like your spouse has a child, I think you have to be okay with going into that relationship as second fiddle.
I agree.
I think, like, so we talk about this all the time.
I actually think expecting it to be the other way is weird.
It's very weird. It's very weird because I just find it very strange.
Like, kids you're coming in high school in, still. Like, what are we exactly. talking about?
I think even so, like, it's like this person was my priority. I changed their life by, like, changing in a way, like, separated and then bringing someone new. Like, none of this is their choice, so I'm not putting this burden on them. I think that there's a difference between like I personally don't believe in the idea of like charging your kids rent, unless like the only thing that my parents ever like charged us for was if they charged us for stuff, it was because they were pocketing the money, investing it, and then they were just going to give it back to us later.
Right. And I've heard of like, those situations, and I like that.
Yeah, it wasn't like to supplement their life. It was literally like, I'm just putting it into a high interest account, and then
for sure. And there's definitely circumstances where
totally
you're like teaching your parent or your children like financial.
But here is the kicker. Do you want to hear the kicker about all this?
Yes.
So I went into the comments.
Okay, yeah.
Obviously, so someone wrote, "Not the asshole. If she can't cut out eating out so much, there's no way the next step is charge an 18-year-old rent. Mm-hmm. Is she working? Can she get a better job?" And the guy says, no, she doesn't work.
She doesn't work?
Is that not the plot twist of all plot twists?
Okay, yeah. So this is –
You're not the asshole, dude.
Not
your wife is the asshole.
Close. Your wife is a maniac.
Like, what?
Wow, that's bold.
That's insane.
Pretty hard to believe, actually, that would be even her take.
It just gets even juicier, I guess. Someone wrote, you had a kid at 14, and he was like, it wasn't planned, but yes, my mom helped me raise him until I was ready to raise him independently. I was 15, even though it's not that much better. Like,
whoa.
So this man had a kid at like 14, 15. I didn't even, that
so
didn't
he's
even
in his
20s
still.
Like,
no?
The kid is like, I guess he's.
Oh, so he'd be early 30s. He's like our age.
He's early 30s. Yeah, he's 32, he said, or something.
Wow.
32. And he has like, if he has an 18-year-old, 14, 15. That makes it all
that's
the more
sadder,
because it's like you like guys kind of grew up together. So he's probably like, I had this kid at 15. I had to raise him with the help of my own mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything to like make his life even harder than it was in the beginning.
Yeah, that's wild.
I think this dad's awesome. I think he's great.
I would say the only thing that he has an issue with is picking partners.
I think she's an idiot.
Yeah.
This woman doesn't even work. Can you imagine? There's no way. There's no way. Sorry. How do I write? You should divorce your wife.
I don't like her one bit.
You should leave this woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forthwith.
You should leave this woman.
Urgently. Yeah. With haste.
Yeah. Get the separation papers
ready. 100%.
all of that. So I thought that was really interesting. I'm really glad that we – that one came kind of out of nowhere, but I'm super happy. That was so fun. I freaking love Am I the Asshole?
Yeah, this is great. Very juicy. I love just chatting about this kind of stuff. I think it's so interesting.
I know. I find it amazing.
So in the next few weeks, things are going to be changing on our end because I'm going to be coming in from sunny España, which is why this episode is going to be a bit shorter because I actually have to try to sell my car on Facebook Marketplace right now. So I have
to go. Great. Good luck. Best of luck.
Thank you so much. The very glamorous side of moving across the Atlantic Ocean.
But that's amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to see each other on Friday and on Saturday. Look at us, little socialites.
Yay. Love it.
Yeah. How's your life going? We can go like two little updates other than your rib.
Other than my rib, life is pretty great. I feel like I can't complain. Now that I've been back from Spain for a few weeks, I feel it's crazy what a difference it makes when you actually start to really, really, really take care of yourself. I mean, other than my rib.
I'm so glad.
Like, I feel like I've just like started implementing those European lifestyle habits and I just feel so much better.
That's amazing.
Like, it's craziness. Yesterday, I was not in a place to, like, I just felt so tired and cranky, and I didn't want to go out. And the only exercise I can do right now is going for a walk. Like, I can't lift heavy things. I can't go for a run. But I can go for a walk, and I really didn't want to, but I did.
Good for you. Because
I know it's good for me, and I know it's good for my mental health.
Al would do.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, Euro Al is in Toronto and she's ready to stay.
That's awesome. You know, I'm really glad. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm excited for the fun habits that you're going to pick up. Yeah. Seriously, go for a walk, guys. Also, the day that we're recording this, it's
spectacular.
So beautiful out. Yeah, so
truly gorgeous.
1000% go for a walk.
I agree.
I can't wait to hear about how Spain goes for you. We'll have to do a whole episode whenever you are there and you're sorted and you're comfortable.
100%. I'm excited to like actually do a full catch up.
Yeah, I know. And you'll have to like attach like a video tour of your space or something.
I'm going to start vlogging.
You are?
I think so. Why not?
We love that.
Even if just for my family, I think that'd be fun.
I think it'll be so much fun. It's going to be such an interesting time.
100%. Okay, well, I love
you. You guys can all hear my cat.
Yeah.
Love you.
I will see you on Friday.
She's just yelling over here. Can't wait. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Follow us on Instagram. Write us a review. We love you. See you on Thursday.